I'm with the communications manager for Fingal County Council, Mr. Jerry McDermott. I love the atmosphere, you know. It looks so calm, relaxing, and, you know, very nice place to be right now. I know you guys have been watching the football, so now it's half.
Yeah, it's a great event, and obviously Ireland are winning at halftime, so everybody's very, very happy.
It's
a fantastic event. It's a two-day event. It's an annual event. This is the fifth year that we've been holding it, and it's geared towards families. You would have seen from walking around, I think there's something for everybody here in the families, whether it's all the bouncy castles for all the kids and that, the food stalls and that for the mum, and even the match on the big screen for the dad, you know. Mm-hmm. So something there for everybody.
Yeah. I think I like the idea of the match on the big screen, because coming today, I was listening to some, I think it's in South Dublin, they were saying like they're turning their park into like an open cinema for people to come in and watch the match. So when I came in here, I was like, they were saying to me, oh, they're watching the match, maybe nobody will have time to talk to you. And I'm like, where are they watching? And then I come here, I'm like, oh, that's really nice, you know. So seeing everybody relax and the fact that Ireland is winning. Have you been running this here in Newbridge Park? For the last five years?
It's been here for the last five years. Newbridge House and Domain is owned by Fingal County Council. And we got together with the Fingal farmers and felt that there was a need for a country show. All around Ireland, in every county, they would have what they would call their local agricultural county show. Okay. And there was nothing really in this area, despite the fact that 53% of Fingal is actually agricultural land. Mm-hmm. And we've over 600 farmers, and farming is a huge part of what goes on in Fingal. They often describe Fingal as the breadbasket of Dublin, because with the market gardening and everything like that, we're feeding Dublin, the million plus people there. So agriculture is very, very important to Fingal. So it was bringing the agricultural people together so that they could have their shows where, you know, the farmers that breed the prize cows and the prize sheep and that sort of thing have a chance to exhibit it. People that are involved in equestrian have opportunities to have competitions. And then with Fingal County Council getting involved in it, the feeling was that we needed something that would appeal to, I suppose, the rest of the community as well, not just the agriculture. So this particular concept was developed, and it's pretty unique in Ireland that you have such a wide diversity of things. And it gives us an opportunity, like we have the Leo Food Village down there, and that's an opportunity to promote sort of local food producers who maybe are just starting off in business and that sort of thing, and this has given them a forum to showcase their products to the local community and that. So there's an awful lot goes on to it, and as I say, it's been shown with the crowds that we've been getting. We had great crowds here yesterday. The weather hasn't been so good today, but there's still a very good turnout, and now that the rain stopped, we still have a few more hours to go. So I would say there'll be a lot of people will probably come now to it for the last few hours of it and enjoy it.
Yeah, and you know, when people talk about flavors, you know, my mind quickly goes to food and maybe herbs and spices. So let's say, for example, I'm looking for herbs. Is it possible for me to see like locally grown herbs here?
Yeah, well, certainly spices. There's a lot of spice. There's a few spice tents down there.
Okay.
Even just walking around the gardens, you'll see local herbs and that. But you know, a lot of what goes on here, both here in the walled garden and then also way over in the village tent, which is run by the Fingal farmers, there's also another opportunity there to see local produce and that.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for here, because there's such a wide range of foods and spices and meats and drinks on offer.
Yeah, and it's not just the foods, the spices and the drinks, there are also a lot of crafts as well. I've seen a couple of crafts for children, like I've seen quite a number of good hand-knitted things and handcrafted jewelry for kids as well. And I can see, they said healthy wrap stand, and I think I've seen something about if you're looking to lose a few pounds like myself, you know. So I really say like the stalls are quite interesting, and the turnout like for things that are happening in Fingal is great, you know. And it's also a good place for interaction as well, you know. Anyway, I know you're busy, so I wouldn't take much of your time. So for our listeners out there, what would you like to tell them? I know you've talked about promoting local farmers and about people knowing exactly what's happening in the Fingal County Council. What else would you like to say about Fingal County Council?
Well, I think the one thing you'd want to say is that Fingal is a great place to live, to work, and to do business in.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a great place to visit as well. One of the things in the last couple of years that the council has got very involved in as well as economic development, is tourism. And it's part of the whole Dublin A Breath of Fresh Air concept. Last week in Howth we launched our sort of tourism initiative and that, okay. And we'll be branding Fingal as a tourist destination, so that people who come to Dublin have an opportunity. You know, they're coming for a city break, they want to see all the things in Dublin, but they want to see another side of Ireland. And it's only a short few minutes away. By coming into Fingal, you've got places like Newbridge, Malahide Castle, okay. Ardgillan Castle, Swords Castle is being redeveloped at the moment, and also Braemore Castle in Balbriggan. You've got some beautiful beaches like the Velvet Beach in Portmarnock, which is a blue flag beach. And then you've got fantastic restaurants like out in Howth, where you've got fish is very much the prime product, and it basically comes off the boat and it's straight into the local restaurants and that, so it's the freshest fish you can get. So there's an awful lot going for Fingal, and I think that's the one thing, is that if people have visitors coming and that sort of thing, and they're looking for something to do, a day in Fingal would be a day well worth spent on that, because I think that's a thing that people don't really realise when they talk about Dublin as a tourist venue, that there's a fantastic tourism destination on the doorstep of Dublin, and it's called Fingal.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
No problem.